Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's one heck of a performance by Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever can see him, go on YouTube and look up Big Love. Big Love. Watch him perform with that guitar and that song. It's pretty impressive. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Asacker is here. He's our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of the Business of Belief, and he's been talking to us about feelings and demonstrating how his own feelings were disregarded by people he did business with, by some, and by how another one in the same day, you know, picked up on his feelings and noticed and won a customer for life now, probably, right, Tom?
Well, I've been a customer, but now they're getting all my business. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes a big difference. Another thing to do is don't just, you know, that the guy who did that to you was probably the owner of the company, but you need to empower your customers to do stuff like that.
He wasn't the owner.
Good for him. Good for him.
No, this guy just worked in the service department.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which even blew my mind.
He was empowered.
More.
He was empowered. Yeah. So what are the, talk to us about the dangers of not paying attention to feelings.
Well, I got an email. This is funny because I received an email from somebody asking me a philosophical question who had been reading some of my work. And in the email it said, Tom, what if everyone adopted your philosophy and started appealing to people's feelings and their desires? And I emailed back, you know, that she put, how would consumers respond? And I emailed back and I said, well, that's a ridiculous question. I said, it's never going to happen because empathy, creativity, change, risk, like this guy took, that's hard and it's getting harder and people aren't doing it.
Yeah.
So it's going the other direction. It's, you know, you never have to worry about everybody doing this. They're not going to do it. It's just the nature of.
But isn't that good news for people who actually do it? Because you'll stand out.
It should be good news, Jim. This is what I don't.
It is for me. Let me tell you why, real quick, Tom. I have a customer who you know how I love up my customers.
Yep.
I love them up within an inch of their lives. I mean, I'm the best, and I don't mind saying that. I'm the best that ever was. Because I've had customers tell me, we've never had anyone treat us like this before. And I'm going to tell you something, Tom. If folks out there listening have never had someone say that to them, then they need to step up their game.
But, Jim, look, here's the thing. So I want you to go home tonight. Everybody who's listening on the radio show, go home tonight and write down the top 10 bills you have every month that come in that you pay. You know, your oil company, your insurance company bills, whatever they are, write them all down. And then ask yourself, when the hell was the last time any of those people acknowledged you?
Oh, yeah. I've commented on this to my own organization here. When was the last time somebody stopped after I wrote them a big check and sent me a thank you note or called me and said, hey, thanks for the business?
Yeah, but look, this is what people don't understand. I know what they're thinking. I know what my oil company's thinking. Here's what they're thinking. Hey, we're doing a job. We're providing a product at a fair price and a service. And I say, okay, that's great. So you know what? My job then, as a consumer, is to find a lower price.
That's right. Or go somewhere else. And now you have the option of doing
jobs, that. Right? If it's going to be about transactions and jobs, then my job is to find a lower price and leave you.
Mm-hmm.
So it cannot be about transactions and jobs. If it is, you shouldn't be bitching about people who leave.
Right.
They're just doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you're saying the relationship between you and your customer needs to be more than just about a job.
But unless I feel connected to you, right? Unless you're involving me, unless you're thanking me, unless you're asking my opinion, unless you're, you know, keeping me as part of I've got to feel part of it. It has to make sense, you know? And if it doesn't, then I will make sense by looking at the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's what, is that, but see, that's the game. Once people understand the nature of the game, then they can say, okay, I understand why people are leaving. We're not the cheapest one out there.
Yeah. Well, see, that, right? Now you're talking, what you're talking about today is a variation on what I call relevance. You're saying that the way they feel about doing business with you, they're going to decide whether to do business with you based on that long before they know whether you're the cheapest or not.
Yeah, Jim,
relevance. Relevance trumps competitiveness. Feelings trumps competitiveness.
Jim, I can either spend half an hour searching all over online to find the cheapest four tires for my vehicle that I can.
Yeah.
Or I can say to this guy, take care of me. You know I can go check the prices of all these things. Give me a fair price.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to worry about that. So that's what I'm going to do.
And there's one thing in there's one thing in the middle of all this that we haven't mentioned. We got to wrap it up here. If we mentioned the five letter word that's the most powerful of all, trust.
That's right. That
drives
everything.
You just described trust, and it's powerful, isn't it?
It's the most powerful.
And I think it's more powerful today than it was 10,000 years ago or 1,000 or 10 years ago.
That's because we don't trust anyone anymore. That's so once we do trust someone, we feel good about it.
It's valuable. Tom Asacker, thanks for being here. Quickly, website quickly.
TomAsacker.com.
All right, so check it out, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.